Great. Okay, I'm going to flip to the totally different side here in terms of formative assessments. And Katie and Nikki, you've both shared some great strategies for formative assessments. But I just wonder if you'd share one or two, like those quick tips on what you use during instruction to really understand, are they getting it? So Katie, do you have a couple favorites you'd share?
Sure. I would say in terms of areas like math and science, you want to use error analysis whenever possible. I really like that because you can find out and teach students where the most common misconceptions are and then teach the concept from there. And so kind of doing an entry problem and then kind of learning from the most frequently missed mistake is a great way to go about that. Simple things that you can do in terms of like a social studies class would be, you know, KWL chart, real simple, right? But you access prior knowledge in terms of asking students what they know already about the topic, then what they want to know and are learning in the middle of learning, and then what they've learned by the end. So simple strategies. There's two for you. Nikia, you want to build on that?
Yes, I was just thinking about, you know, again, in a remote learning environment, a lot of the tools that people are being able to take advantage of, just even like the poll that we do at the beginning of these, think about, you know, entry and exit tickets, right? You can set up as a poll and you're able to see how students responded. The other thing that we've realized, you know, in Zoom, like the breakout room function, right? Like you can push kids into individual breakout rooms and do some one-on-one, right, getting a feedback from them as a quick formative assessment, or having them, you know, think independently about an item through, you know, this separate breakout room construct where you don't have them chatting, you know, in the kind of in the background with each other, but working independently to be able to get some formative assessment information. So those are just, you know, we continue to learn more every day about how we can leverage the technology to help us facilitate formative assessment.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing Nakia said. Tracy, you did it. You started with a little pre-assessment. And you know, you might want some individualized stuff, but I agree with Nakia. Your colleagues will find, we're doing this in my organization. You know, how are you running meetings? What tools are you using in Zoom? How are you engaging folks? Your teachers are all thinking about this stuff. And so not everything's gonna work, but we could, you know, fail fast and keep learning.